What was I thinking? Did I really just go and do that? He's right in front of me, though. After all that planning, all those days, hours, even minutes spent on him, and he's right there in front of me. I can touch his face, his nose, his hair, his eyebrows. Because I did it. I did what every single stalker fails to do, and that's grab them. I can't wait for him to fall deeply in love with me, to see me the way I see him. I can hardly contain myself. The raw excitement and adrenaline rush, that he'll wake up any minute now. The medicine will be wearing off, and what will he see? Me looking perfect for him. Ready to fulfill any want, need, wish, or whim. He can rely on me forever and ever like this. Hey, my darling. It's time to wake up. I can't hold back any longer. I need you to love me. Hi, sweetheart. It's me. It's your girlfriend. Yes, that's right. You can call me your girlfriend. You don't need to know my name. It's not important. You can call me so many things. Sugar, honey, baby, fluffy, love, dumpling, pumpkin, cookie, cutie pie, peanut, sweet pea, love bug. There are so many options. Do you recognize me? I'm not so sure you noticed me. But that's not a bad thing. I know you're a busy bee. It's not your fault. But you can see me now. You're looking into my eyes. Honestly, I promise, it's fine. I'm pretty invisible, but I find at the end of the day that's actually a good thing. Because when I want people to notice me, I'll make sure of it. Like now. This is the first time I've been able to look deeply into your eyes. Do you like my makeup? I got ready for you. I'm not so good at applying it, but what do you think? You think that I look pretty? You're so sweet. I can feel myself blushing in front of you. Ah, well, yes. You've got buckles on you. I know. It looks a little crazy. But I wanted to explain myself, so you'd be able to see the truth. I brought you here myself. Hopefully that shows you my determination to make this work. This is technically our anniversary. The first day we got together. Me and you forever and ever. Ah, I think my face is going a little red. I can't quite help it. The excitement mixed with how shy I am around you. Oh, it's making my heart race. Or, well, you are making my heart race. It's so different to be able to see you this closely, though. You look so handsome. Your nose is the perfect shape. Such nice eyebrows as well. And your smell. It's just so alluring. Must be those pheromones getting to work on me. Makes you a little irresistible, you know? And your hair. It's long, isn't it? Long for a guy. Not that I would change anything about you. You're perfect. Literally everything about you is truly perfect. I don't know what angel is smiling down upon me now, but I certainly did a good deed in another life to have you as mine. I can take care of you. I've been tracking your internet usage, and, well, it's pretty clear. You're like me. You feel the way I do about a lot of things. You said you were touch-starved. I could fix that. I could help you. I can be there for you when no one else is. Do you understand? See? I can let you rest your head on my thighs, and I'll play with your hair. Do you want to do that? My thighs are a little pudgy, so I hope you don't mind that. Just lean down on me, please? Oh, you look so precious being in my lap. Like you're really mine, huh? I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I can't even remember the last time I thought about anything else, and yet here you are. Right here with me. I'm gonna play with your hair, okay? See how soft and gentle my touch is? Do you want more of it? I can do that for you. I can do a lot of things. You're with me now. I can make you happy. Happier than anyone else can. You just need me in your life. And me alone. It's funny. I know so much about you, yet you know nothing about me. It's kind of sad, isn't it? You're my whole world, and yet you've known me for a handful of minutes. I need a moment to think. I'm sorry. I don't think I can do this. You honestly don't know a thing about me. I don't know what came over me. I'm not right in the head. Just the thoughts, they build up in my head. Like I'm entitled to things, but the reality is I'm not owed anything. Especially not forcing someone to love me. That's not how it works. You simply don't love me the way I love you. I'm sorry. I don't know what I've gotten myself into. Please, I'm so unbelievably sorry. You'll have to forgive me and pretend like this never happened. Let me free you. There's money at the door on the way out. You can get a taxi home if you keep walking dead ahead. Please forgive me, I'm so stupid. So damn stupid. I just don't know what came over me. Just forget about me. Okay. I don't understand. You want this? You want me? But how? You literally don't know who I am, and I quite literally took you home with me and tied you up. I'm just an idiot living in fantasy that cannot be. Are you sure you want this? You'll break me if you play with my heart. and I might be inclined to break yours in return if you ever crossed me. I'm a little unhinged like that, I guess. I'm asking you, is this what you want? Do you want me, or do you want to go home? Do you want to stay? Oh my gosh! I love you. I love you so much. Don't ever leave me, baby. I'll make sure you never regret this decision. From this day on, your life finally begins with me. In our home, and we can foster our love for one another. Oh, my heart is racing. I feel so... I don't even know how to describe it. Full of life, I guess I would call it. I want to prove myself to you. Anything you want, you name it and I'll do it. So, can I call you some more pet names then? Like baby, or baba, or sweetie. If you're hungry, I can make you food. I would take so much pleasure in feeding you. I need to learn what you enjoy, or if you have any allergies. I know you like takeout, but I can help you eat a little healthier. Not that I would change anything about you. You are quite literally perfect. Put your head to my chest. Do you hear that? I'm excited because of you. That's literally because of you being here with me right now. I've never had a boyfriend or partner before. Someone to call my own. Which, I guess that officially makes me your girlfriend. Oh, I can feel my face go red again. Would you be okay if we maybe went upstairs and snuggled on my bed? Please let me take you by the hand. Are you comfortable? May I rest my head on your chest? You're so warm and comforting. I feel like I'm complete, you know? No one has ever been able to make me feel this way. I'm in your strong, capable hands. I guess it's true what I read online. When you're with your significant other, you get all sleepy and tired because you're so at ease. So thank you for making me relaxed. Do you think it would be so bad if we had a nap together before I made us some food? It's really nice being held by you. I honestly didn't know what was gonna happen today. But for it to end like this, I would say it's a win in my books. Or ours now, since we're a team. You want to play with my hair? Why are you so sweet to me? Even after all of this, I'm shocked you didn't try to kick me back or run away. You just accepted me so peacefully. Does it make you happy? Being able to say you have a partner now? I love you. And thank you for putting up with me. I promise to treat you the way you deserve and let you do whatever you want. Is this your first time being in a relationship? Maybe you have some questions for me. There's the rain. It's soothing, isn't it? We're all snuggly and warm together in here, while it's cold and windy outside. Makes me appreciate you even more that I've got you here. Depending on how shy you are, We could maybe take a warm bath together later to keep away the cold. I wouldn't want you to get sick. Sorry, you were about to ask me a question. I had one boyfriend before, but it was actually a cruel prank he done me in middle school. He never loved me. He would say mean and horrible things behind my back, tell my secrets to others that I confided in him. That's when I decided to keep to myself, become invisible to everyone. But then I saw you. It was like your entire existence was shouting out to me without you saying a single word. Like an impulse. If I never took this opportunity, I think I would have regretted it my entire life. At night, I would close my eyes and imagine you, which would help me sleep. Eh? Would I imagine you during that time as well? Do you understand what you're asking me? I'm not sure I'm ready to confess such sins yet. But, well, my fantasies can get very vivid and wild. I've imagined a few things happening between us that we would hopefully both enjoy if played out. Not that I want to rush anything. Whatever happens, happens, you know? Is there something you would want to try? We've kissed already, thanks to you. My first real true love's kiss. You're asking if it was good? It was the best. It made my heart race. I could hardly believe it was real. I thought maybe I'd gone into one of my deep daydreams again. That stuff kinda only happens in TV shows, you know? Yet here you are, in my bed as I lay my head on your chest, and you twirl my hair with your fingers. Oh, why? Is something on your mind? That you feel an urge to act upon? Oh? You want to kiss me again? You can do whatever you want to me. I've been waiting so long for this, you have no idea. Wait, before you go any further, I want to have some reassurance. I'm a little embarrassed to confess, but I think you'll need to take extra care of me. It's my first time, and well, you might have to teach me a thing or two, or tell me what to do. Do you understand? Thank you so much for not laughing. I love you. Please hold me.